Made in the Black Country on 97.2 FM and DAB, this is Beacon.
It's 6 o'clock, I'm Steve Herman. Violence and looting has spread to the Black Country. Shops on West Brom High Street have been smashed and two cars set on fire. Our reporter Mikey Burrows is there this evening.
I am outside the West Plaza Hotel, the Premier Inn on the High Street in West Brom. There is a line of police officers across the road stopping people from getting further down towards the M5 end of it. I can see some smoke billowing up in the distance. There's about four, five, six police vans. There's police officers in riot gear. What people are saying down here is that a group of 200 youngsters have been running round. Four or five shops have been set on fire, and what the police are trying to do is kind of kettle them in and try and control them inside that area. There is a big group of young people who are now at this cordon where I am, who have walked through the high street. We've seen bookmakers on the high street has been smashed in as well, and there's plenty of people just waiting and trying to find out what's happening here.
Well, on Dudley Street in Wolverhampton City Centre, there's also been reports of looting and violence, and police in riot gear have been sent there to deal with it. And we can speak now to our reporter, Thomas Taplin, who is there.
Right, I'm just round the corner from a large group of youths, all wearing hoods. They've just attacked the Varsity pub there, smashing some of the windows, but those windows didn't actually break. I've also seen, witnessed them jumping on a car. They've completely dented the bonnet of one of the cars there. They seem to be moving around in groups, and there's sort of separate groups throughout the city.
Police have also gathered in Walsall town centre in case any trouble kicks off there. It all comes after the riots in Birmingham last night. More than 133 people have been arrested following that. West Mercia police say they're on standby to help, but they've told us there's been no reported unrest in Shropshire. Don't forget there is a disorder hotline that's been set up by West Midlands Police that you can call. You can find it on the news pages of our website, beaconradio.co.uk.
There's also been some on-off violence this evening in Wolverhampton. And our reporter Steve Herman's there. He reckons it's calming down in the Black Country, though.
Yeah, well, I've just been on Victoria Street here in the city centre, where riot police have just rushed dozens of youths, and they penned them in next to this Just 99p store. It appears they were causing some trouble, trying to kick in some of the shops on Victoria Street, but the riot police, with their shields and with their helmets and with their batons, dealt with them very well, penned them in, and they did make a couple of arrests while I was there. There are still road closures around the city centre. It's very difficult to get in, but there are some routes out towards the Chapel Ash Island.
It's now 5:30, so Prime Minister David Cameron has been in Wolverhampton. What's he had to say, Steve?
Well, he sent a message to people in the Black Country thinking of rioting tonight.
You will be found, you will be caught, you will be punished, you will be convicted.
Beacon is the only radio station that David Cameron spoke to on his visit to Wolverhampton this afternoon. He was here speaking to community leaders following the violence and looting in the city last night.
Your face is on closed-circuit television. Those pictures will be published. You will be arrested. Maybe not tonight, but tomorrow or the next day. And when you're arrested, you'll be charged.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Steve Herman. A Black Country school that's been destroyed by a fire will be shut until at least the start of November. Fire crews are still at Wilkinson Primary in Bilston this afternoon, where a blaze started at around 10 o'clock last night, leaving these parents gutted.
We're devastated. We can't believe it. The people have done things like this.
That's all the kids growled up there and gone there.
Now, Wolverhampton City Council's confirmed to Beacon the school will stay shut past the half-term break, and plans are being made to relocate over 300 pupils.
Made in the Black Country on 97.2 FM and DAB. This is Beacon.
It's 1 minute past three. I'm Steve Herman. Hundreds more have crossed the finish line here at Wolverhampton Racecourse after completing Beacon's Walk of the Black Country. Some, though, are still going on the 10-mile route, which started at Himley Hall this morning. That includes Sally Ann and Fiona from Gornal. They told us why they wanted to raise money for Promised Dreams today.
We heard about this through Beacon because we listened to Beacon. So we said, right, that's it. And we like the charity and we think it's a good charity to support. So our minds were made up, really.
This is the Walk of the Black Country on Beacon with the University of Wolverhampton, a university to be proud of.
10 miles, 10 years. It's a fantastic way to cap off that anniversary, isn't it?
It really is. It's been a tremendous event and Beacon have done a wonderful job. It's been organised brilliantly, supported by the University of Wolverhampton as well, where I used to go to. So it's just cracking. I've loved every minute.